Chapter 18. Computing is fun, better than painting or music, says 5-year-old Sam. It's not like work, it's like playing games. His classmate Emily likes using the computer for writing, because it's neater than writing by hand, and you can rub things out without it showing. She finds it easier than using a pen. You don't have to move your hands so much. The computer can be set to challenge all ability levels and give each child a sense of achievement. Using the mouse and keyboard often works particularly well with slow learners. I've got a child who won't write, says the class teacher. Yet in the computer room, he really shines. The computer has given him confidence. Poor readers seem better able to recognize the meaning of words on screen than on paper. As with the younger age group, teenagers also enjoy the fact that using the computer feels more like play than work. It also affects their learning method, enabling them to discover things as they go along. They don't sit down and go through things methodically. They play around and explore. Multimedia technology has greatly heightened the appeal of classroom computers. If someone wants to study human digestion, for example, they look at the complete process in detail, running video sequences and rotating organs in 3D to see how they are connected. The fast pace of technological change means that schools have to go on spending to keep up. But computers are so much a part of modern life, and it is so important for pupils to master them, that many teachers believe the cost has to be met. As the class ends, the teacher tells the children to take their hands off the keyboards and wave them in the air. It's the only way I can get their attention away from the computers. They obey. Sam waves a printout of a colored map showing the location of buried treasure that he has drawn on his screen. Is computing really better than everything else he does at school? Even football? Sam thinks for a moment. Well, not football. No way.